Welcome to Mornings with Matt White, right here on SEN.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Top of 19 degrees today, so mostly sunny today, but looking ahead, it's going to be a wet weekend. We'll be keeping our eye, of course, on the COVID situation here in Sydney this morning. We do talk sport, but this is important stuff today. Health authorities in New South Wales are urgently contacting moviegoers who visited that cinema at the Westfield of Bondi Junction after an eastern suburbs man, as we know, has tested positive for COVID-19. A person who lives with him also tested positive last night. So further venues of concern have been added to the list of places that both had visited while potentially infectious. This will develop this morning. They are the state's first cases of unlinked community transmission since May 6. Now, the eastern suburbs man's in his 60s. He works as a driver transporting international flight crew and receives daily saliva swabs on shift. His positive COVID test result was confirmed yesterday. Over the course of 5 days from last Friday, the man was active across the Sydney suburbs of Bondi Junction, Vaucluse and North Ryde. So around Bondi, Vaucluse and North Ryde as well. And authorities are most concerned about moviegoers who saw the hitman's wife's bodyguard at Event Cinema at Bondi Junction. That was the quarter to two screening. You're being considered close contacts and must isolate for 14 days. So the message has been out there. The New South Wales Health website has all the areas of concern and places visited. It has been updated, so jump on it and check it out. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian will have an update at 11 o'clock this morning. We believe we will stay right across that. In rugby league, round 15 gets underway tonight. The Broncos and the Rabbitohs from Suncorp Stadium. It is Beanie for Brain Cancer Round, as we know. The Mark Hughes Foundation doing a great job this weekend, so please do everything you can to get behind it. I notice in the Sydney Morning Herald that immortal Andrew Johns says Manly's Tom Trbojevic could become the greatest player the game has seen. That's coming from Joey. He says Tommy Turbo is changing the way the game is being played. Of course, he scored 3 tries in Origin. Since bouncing back from that run up the Corso, he's been on another planet. He's played 103 club games overall for Manly for 56 tries. But his ability to own the entire field now, left, right, in between, is breaking the game apart. Turbo's only 24 years old. He's only 24. So where does Nathan Cleary, for instance, sit in that debate? 111 games for the Panthers, 43 tries. His ability to control the play across the field is incredible. Nathan is just 23 years old. We have some, and they're just two, we have some genuine superstars in the game at the moment. But maybe we should also look outside the circle of stars. I mentioned this yesterday and we ran out of time. We were too busy. I mentioned Morgan Harper, for instance, at my club, Manly, yesterday, and the games that I've seen of the Eagles and the games that I've called, Harper's been unbelievable. He's, to me, the unsung hero, one of the unsung heroes in the team. So who is your unsung hero? Let me know, across the years even, or perhaps this year, the players who made a difference but go underneath the radar. They don't catch all the headlines. It's a good one for us to kick off this morning and take a look away from the superstars. I've got a Mark Hughes Foundation beanie to give away. They are very popular. So let me know your thoughts this morning on this Thursday morning. You can call in and have a chat. 1300 01 1170 or 0457 736 736 on the text line. And you're quick. Gee, you're quick this morning. Unsung hero Jared Saffy in the 2010 Grand Final up the Red V. I'll get some more of that in just a sec. So 0457 736 736. We deservedly so focus on the incredible superstars we've got in our game, but there are so many others in the team that do all the hard work, do all the heavy lifting, don't get the headlines. So let's shout them out today. Well done, Trent Robinson, for saying it like it is with the Victor Radley incident. It's not the crime of the century, this one. He's not the first player to fill his boots and try and jump on a plane. I mean, it's hardly a crime, but Radley isn't doing himself any favours after being removed from that flight after a few too many on the weekend. Everyone loves Victor Radley. Everybody loves him, including Trent Robinson and the Roosters. It worried me when he came out of the judiciary hearing and said, I'm not going to change, when he was ruled out in the middle of a crackdown. That's cool, but I just wonder if the messages get through to Victor Radley. Trent, as I say, is a huge fan, but if Victor Radley doesn't understand the message that Trent Robinson delivered publicly yesterday, you wonder where this is going to end.
It's really frustrating. You know, we don't want that in general public, let alone someone that wears the colours every week, and it's disappointing and it shouldn't happen. It's not what we want from our players, so just don't do it. Just act like a man in public and behave yourself. It's pretty simple. It's not that difficult. Hand up who's got on a flight before. How hard is it to get on a flight and get home? He's a good man who wants to be one of the boys, and he has to assume that responsibility of being an NRL footballer and a leader at a club, and we don't want to act that way. People look up to Rads. He's a really good man. He's got good principles, and he wants to be a lad sometimes, and that's not what we need from him. That's not what the game needs from him, not what the kids that look up to him need from him. So he needs to assume that quickly.
Well said, Trent Robinson. The message is super clear. And like I say, this ain't the crime of the century. Victor Radley's hardly done anything to, you know, upset anyone on a grand scale. He hasn't hurt anyone. He hasn't done anything that's out of whack. He's just got himself full and tried to jump on a plane, which a lot of people do. I've been on planes when people have been yanked off. It's a pain in the neck when you're sitting there. You also put yourself, by the way, in some serious trouble in terms of flying down the track, because if you get busted by the cops at an airport, it can become a federal offence and you can be banned for flying for quite a while. I mean, this is the kind of perspective that I'm saying about Victor Radley. It's nothing big, but is this a turning point? This is when your coach comes out and says, act like a man, mate. Pull your head in. You've had a couple of swats, and we've been prepared to ride the journey with you. But this is the one, Victor, that may be the turning point for you. It's all fun and games, but act like a man, you could have an amazing career. Act like a buffoon, they'll drop you like a sack of spuds. In boxing, Paul Gallen almost went the distance against Justice Hooney last night.
Oh, the body. Oh! And down goes Paul Gallen. Oh! Look after the kid. Gallen. Stay down, Gallen. He's trying to fight up, but maybe it's time to take it out of his hands. And John Pouchy can rescue. And after the war of words, Justice is served.
Is Justice Hooney the unsung hero here? He lasted 10 rounds, Paul Gallen, last night. Now, I didn't see it. I was working here in Adelaide at the Australian Swimming Trials, which I'll get to in a sec. So if you watched it last night, just be my reporter. Give me your honest assessment, because my mind is in two places when it comes to watching these fights or paying for these fights or promoting these fights. Because have you noticed this morning, it's all about how much money Gal's earned, which is great. Line your pockets, go for it. But I want to know from you, was it worth it? Was it worth forking out and watching? Did you like it? What did you take out of it? Give me your honest assessment of last night's fight. And put it this way, if Justice Hooney wins a medal at the Olympic Games, he's going to Tokyo. So if he wins a medal, and let's say he wins a gold medal, and he comes back for the rematch, he's a gold medal winning Australian boxer and heavyweight champ. If he comes back and there's a rematch, who's the headline act? Who should get more money? Is it Paul Gallen or Justice Hooney? I think we all know the answer, which is where boxing's out of whack. Justice should come back and be the headline act. If he does, he'll come back and take on Paul Gallen Mark II, and Gal will be the one getting those headlines. Good on him. Who would you like to see Paul Gallen fight next? Give me your honest assessment of last night. 0457 736 736. At Euro 2020, Wales have beaten Turkey 2-0. Now, Gareth Bale went from villain to hero. He missed a penalty, but then bounced back to set up the winner.
Bale. Still Bale.
And tucked in by Connor Roberts. Oh, deep into out of time. Wales have a second goal. If it was in any doubt, it is certainly not now. An unlikely goal scorer is Conor Roberts.
If you are of a Wales persuasion, and you have to say, really, on the balance of chances created, they deserve this. Again, Gareth Bale, he may have missed a penalty, but he has been so influential. It's untrue, really. Every time he's touched the ball, he's made things happen for his team.
For a while there, Gareth Bale was the unsung hero in that match. In fact, he wasn't. He was going out the back door after missing the penalty, but then he just went on the tear and sets it up for him. In the other game this morning, Italy beat Switzerland 3-0. It's the Italians' second win of the tournament. Here at the trials in the swimming in Adelaide last night, the Aussie women sent a warning to the world ahead of the Tokyo Games that it is going to take something very special and very fast to deny Australia gold in the 4x100 metres freestyle relay. The 100 free last night was a statement that'll send shockwaves through the sport because it's world record stuff coming our way. The first four all went under 53 seconds. First time that's ever happened. All went under 53 seconds. Only two get the individual spots. They went to Emma McKeon and Kate Campbell.
Kate has gone with it through in this first 50. Super quick, 24.9. Only 5/100ths of a second between them. Emma, of course, really worked the underwater and starts to take the edge off Kate now.
And here comes Kate Campbell as well. They're both right on world time. That's Emma McKeon in the black cap. Kate Campbell in the white cap. Campbell, McKeon. McKeon might have edged her. Bronte Campbell's not far away either. McKeon could be taking this. They're coming. It's going to be very close. McKeon's just in front. You'll get there, McKeon. Kate Campbell second. Wilson's third, she's there for the relay. Kate Campbell will be able to take that shot at a gold medal in Tokyo. She's on the plane, she's got the swim, but Emma McKeon's got the win, 52.35.
Good call last night from John Harker on Amazon Prime Video. I'll wrap it all up for you later. It's Emma's second individual spot. She started the trials with an Aussie record in the 100 butterfly. Kate Campbell now has that shot at redemption after missing out as favourite in the 100 free 5 years ago now in Rio. She is off to her fourth Olympic Games, an absolute legend, still chasing that individual Olympic gold medal. She's got five medals, two of them relay golds, but yet to win the individual one. There was also an amazing, and I mean amazing, world record in the men's 100 metres backstroke multi-class event with Ben Hance chasing down the world record line.
He is at the 50-metre mark, and he said we're looking for 27.44. He's almost followed the orders, 27.46. Good underwater, back up and stroking.
27.46, is it quick enough?
He had a great turn, and he's really striding down nicely in the centre of the pool. His stroke rate is right up, head nice and still. The qualification time will be no problem, but will he get this world record?
Well, we're going to hold on with him here through these last 10 metres or so. The time you're looking for, Ben Hance, 58.05. He's done it, 57.56, a new world record. Betar's qualified, Templeton's qualified, Hodges qualified as well.
Wow, Benjamin Hance is a star of the swimming pool for the Paralympic team. He's made his spot. That team was officially announced poolside last night. 32 athletes will be representing us. 15 of those will be debutants. Matt Levy heading off to his fifth Paralympic Games. I'll have a full wrap, like I say, of last night's action later. Today, Cody Simpson hits the pool. He's going to take to the heats very soon. He is looking to qualify for the 100 metres butterfly. So Cody Simpson, world megastar when it comes to being a pop sensation. Don't worry, this guy can swim, and he's up for it as well. He's a big chance of making the final of the 100 fly. So a lot to talk about this morning. We are looking for your unsung heroes, and I've got so many coming through. Jake Avarillo, for instance, has polled a few votes. He's been a shining light in a struggling Bulldogs team. Imagine him playing in a system like the Panthers, Roosters or Storm. He'd go next level. We can take it outside of footy as well. I have the Mark Hughes Foundation beanie to give away on this Thursday morning. 0457 736 736. After this, Scotty Sattler will join me for the game plan.